No, I don't have any comment about next year. And I do know about the mattresses, and they are ours. So what do you want me to answer now?
How was your bed?
I don't know. My rear end's bothered me, but it's not from that. Monday, I think they're going to let him go. You got to go through the acclimation period.
Is Sean Rogers injury the season ending?
Yes. Unfortunately, it is. It's very sad because you know really the real story? He lost 50 pounds. He went from like high 380s to 334 to check in at. And he was really excited about being a part of this team. He got along really well with our defensive linemen, and he actually asked to go play some more snaps the other night, which I thought was really, really neat. And it's just a shame. I hate to see. I mean, obviously, it's your health first. There isn't any question about that. And the only way I guess they can control these things are with these drugs, these blood thinning drugs. And once you do that, obviously you're done. I mean, you can't take a chance on some kind of bleeding that is undetected. So it's just a sad thing.
So can you just talk about the camp in general, whether you got done, whether you wanted to get done?
Not enough. I would always say that. That's such a traditional answer. But, it's funny. You get into it and you really, really do look forward to the, next day and the trying to get better, and especially when you play a game and you have all these objectives ahead of you. And then all of a sudden you look down and you tell your team, you know what, we're on our 14th or 15th practice. 14th or 15th practice. We're not even scratching the surface. I mean, we've got so much more to go and so much more work to do. So that's my opinion of it. It's been great. The fans here have been, the thing that I want to say is I think the fans here have been fabulous. Obviously we're coming off a Super Bowl win, so you'd be inclined to think that might be the case, but to have 5,000 people at a Sunday afternoon practice here, I just think they've been great. I wish that I personally could have accommodated more of them, but the present schedule that we're on, not even at night, there's a bunch of people here at night. They're not supposed to be watching the jog through, but they're around. And so afterwards, it's like, sign, and I have a meeting in about 5 minutes when I finish the jog through. So, but they've been terrific, and that's been a real plus.
Do you have a better sense on Marvin Austin,
where he is? I don't. I'm praying that the phone call comes and it's a good one. That it can be controlled and all that business, but I haven't heard a word, not since he left.
He practiced yesterday, right?
He practiced. He did the jog through. He did it all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 9:15. I don't like those phone calls.
This morning?
Last night.
What do you think that those two injuries are potentially going to do for your tackle?
Well, I'll say this to you. I thought we were as deep there as we were at any position on the team, and it's not that way right now.
Do you have a roster spot there available? Are you going to bring anybody in? Because
we're going to try, yeah. We're in the process.
Does it make the outlook a little brighter for someone like Hendricks?
Well, he certainly does. He can see it. I mean, there's opportunity. He goes a million miles an hour. I have just the utmost respect for that kid. That kid works his ever-loving off. Matter of fact, I use him as an example. If you're going against him, you better be going full speed. He's going to make you look bad. So, I'd love to see him play well in the games. And like the other night, I mean, he's smart enough to figure out how to beat somebody, and he did that a couple of times the other night and made plays.
How's Randall?
I think they're just, he's had that problem with his ankle-foot combination. He had a little trouble really being fielding really strong off of that one foot, so they held him today. I hope that's it.
Have Antoine had trouble with his thigh or his quad?
He's sore, but I don't know. It's not going to stop him.
Tom, I know you said you had no comment about the future, but do you still find having a training camp away from home base beneficial?
We've done it both ways. I can comment pluses and minuses for either way. So last summer we were home. Didn't turn out too bad. So. Except for when it rains.
Any thoughts on
Phillips has looked very good today against tight ends. Is that an area where you think he can really improve this year, defending the tight end position?
Well, most of the time he's been in center field, so I think when he gets one-on-one, he's obviously very good at it. Long arms, great anticipation, made a nice play today.